You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hi, I'm Duncan and I am this year's director for the Menix musical.
Hi there, I'm Kat and I am playing Maria in the musical.
Hi, I'm Will and I'm playing Action in the musical.
And hello, I'm Alex and I'm playing Tony in the musical.
So in case anyone is sitting here listening and thinking, right, a musical that features a Maria and a Tony, it's clearly Cats. What musical are you doing this year?
We're doing West Side Story this year.
I'm genuinely so excited about this. As soon as you told me, I was like, oh my goodness, this is going to be the greatest thing ever.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We've had a lot of excitement from people who said, oh my God, this is the best musical ever. I'm so glad you've picked it.
I suppose it's just, it's that nice mix of being like a proper classic musical theatre show, one that people want to see but sort of already know about in case they're not sure whether they're going to like it or not, but at the same time something quite fresh and, you know, politically important. So for like maybe the three people out there who are going to be listening to this show that who've never heard of West Side Story, they've been living under a rock their entire life, they've never heard of the show, in a very brief nutshell, what's it about?
It's Romeo and Juliet but set in the 50s. It's the only one. Yeah. It's a love story and also a
buddy
and
story.
A hate story. Yeah.
A lot of hate, not love, a lot of social commentary about the time, and a lot of really difficult dancing.
Yeah, because as soon as anyone says West Side Story to me, in my head, I just get this sort of
the click, yeah.
The click, the gang feeling.
There's not enough clicking, to be honest. I think there definitely could be more clicking. I'd really, really like that.
But yeah, our choreographer is very anti-clicking.
I'll just sit in the audience, just being there, like, in the back, going, guys, come on, join in. I won't really, don't worry. What was it that really drew you to doing this show?
Well, you have no idea how difficult the selection process was. Part of the difficulty is in what's available. Mm-hmm. So obviously you have to get licensing, and different shows cost different amounts of money. Some shows aren't available. And then you have to think about the cast. So you can't do something like Matilda because that has a stage full of kids, which we can't.
I know. I like the idea of someone pitching a full adult cast of Matilda.
Yeah. I mean, it could have worked.
And then
chalk that up for next year.
And then, because of the nature of Medics Musical, we want it to be as inclusive as possible. So it's, you know, we toyed around with something like Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat before realising it has virtually no female roles in it, which is a bit unfair because, you know, people get one shot at this. And after much discussion, we landed on West Side Story. And I think we're all really happy to have done it. It's been a lot of work. It's not an easy musical, I think.
No.
That's one of the downsides of it is, yes, it is well known, but the problem with that is the standard,
yes.
The bar is set very high. So it's been a lot of work since choosing that musical, but I think we're all glad that that was the one that we chose.
Mm. So I'll come to one of you guys. What was it that drew you to the characters in particular that you're playing?
So I play Action, and he's like the second in command of the Jets. Mm. So he's a bit of a... Well, I didn't pick him, I was just giving him. well, after being given to me, I sort of liked the fact that he was a bit of a boy.
Yeah.
A bit charged and has a lot of fun, but also has a lot of like serious bits. And that was quite nice. And also like doing something like this takes you out of your comfort zone.
Mm.
So choosing like a good character, a strong character, really does help sort of make everything a little bit easier to do.
For my character Maria, I think she is essentially on the cusp of adulthood. She is a teenager and you see a lot of her naivety coming through, and she still in some respects is very much young and a child, but she has a lot of things happen to her that sort of bring her forward into adulthood, and she has to grow up quite quickly, essentially. And it's quite nice to go through that journey with her. So, yeah, I find that really fun to do.
So I always ask this when people, whenever we have interviews on the show, but like, how have rehearsals been going? Because sort of, it gets to this point where, you know, the show's like it's a few weeks away from opening. I feel like everyone just needs like just a moment to be like, are you still mentally like okay? And then have the rehearsals been all right? Like, and you're medics as well. Like, you're the busiest people on the planet. And you go, yeah, we're going to do a musical as well.
They've been ups and downs. Yeah, a lot of the rehearsals have been...
Very diplomatic answer.
No, a lot of the rehearsals have been fun. And when you get something right at the end of the rehearsal, you go out knowing that you can do something you couldn't do yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are rehearsals which nothing goes right. And you leave thinking, oh dear, this is going to be difficult. But then the next time you go back, it's all fine. But no, overall, they've been fun. It's good to do something different instead of just sitting at home.
Yeah.
Alone.
It's quite nice to do a sort of something with our year group as well that isn't just related at all, really, to medicine.
Yeah.
So it's really nice distraction away from that, which I think is really the intended purpose of the musical.
Yeah, I think because it's every year it's the fourth years that put it on, and I think because fourth year is a long, hard year, you know, it's the first year for the medics where you don't have a proper summer holiday, you know, it's the first full year of clinical placement. So it's, I see Medics Musical as something that's supposed to be a morale booster.
Mm-hmm.
So certainly trying to make rehearsals enjoyable, productive, but primarily enjoyable as well is kind of key priority. And so it's good to hear that feedback is by and large good.
Mental image of you bringing out a clipboard and I'm like, right, review.
I've had a lot of fun with it actually. I think about 6 months ago or something, we had the graduate medicine course merging with the undergrad course, so a lot of people didn't really know each other very well, and it's been a really nice opportunity to get to know people you hadn't met before, and also people you had but wouldn't necessarily have had the chance to socialise with.
Yeah.
So it has been really nice. We've had some socials and things, and we've been having a lot of fun with it. So it's been very fun. Yeah.
So obviously, like, we're going to be playing some music to do with West Side Story on this show. Has anyone got any particular favourite songs that they really like? Either that you get to perform yourself or that you get to just sit back and watch someone else do?
I think Officer Kropke is everyone's favourite, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, they're all wonderful songs.
Do love them, yeah.
Yeah, they're all good. Tonight's a really good song because that's when everyone comes together.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There's like a big ending to it, and it's that... That looks really good and sounds really good whenever all the sort of voices are overlapping.
That's the big all singing, all dancing kind of musically number. I'd agree with Officer Kropke. It's a great fun song, but then some of the solo pieces are really good as well. Maria is a beautiful song. I really like A Boy Like That as well. Really nice song. You know, it's difficult to pick one specifically that is better than the rest. I think they all have merits.
Yeah, you've got the well-known favourites like Maria and Somewhere and I Feel Pretty, and then you've got ones that actually have really been growing on the cast, I think. So I quite like Cool, actually, as well.
Contentious.
I like Cool, and I like Officer Kropke. They're very different to a lot of the other songs. So yeah, there's quite a mix of music. Yeah.
What has it been like learning, like, because obviously when you suddenly have to get into those like big sort of chorus numbers, has that proved particularly difficult? Or are you dap hands at that already?
I think Will's been the one that's been more involved in that, actually, haven't you?
Yeah, there's been a lot of like... I'm not a good dancer. I don't have the flexibility of like most people. So with the body of a 60-year-old man. But no, coming together like the dance moves has been difficult, but once you get it like right and you watch back a video of it and it looks good, it's been really... quite rewarding, especially with some of the songs like Officer Kropke. That was 4 hours of pure joy because it was just hilarious to watch and good. Everyone's giving their own ideas across and it's all coming together, which was really good.
Now, it is a musical that, for want of a better word, quite socially and politically charged. Is that something that you've had to be aware of and take into consideration, particularly in the current like political climate, about how you're going to approach this?
Yeah, well, I think because it's based loosely on, you know, Shakespeare piece, which are fairly timeless pieces yeah. about human nature. But West Side Story particularly, you know, there are themes of racism and social inequality that are still pertinent to this day. The particular groups may be, mm-hmm. you know, you may interchange with different minority groups, but it's still quite an important social commentary. And as Kat was saying, you know, there's some really important character development that yeah. goes on with some of these lead roles who are trying to deny that the world is as harsh a place as it is. I think, you know, it's a really lovely musical on the surface, but you start to look at the story and the characters and the plot a little bit more, and you tease that apart a little bit. You do, as you say, find some important social yeah. messages. Definitely.
That was very, very well put. So sort of as like a final question, I always ask this, I'm sure you'll remember it from last year. Why should people come and see this show?
Well, I'm in it, so that's a big factor. you know, you'll give the audience what they want to see, and that's, you know, me on the screen or on stage. But no, it is a really, it's going to be a really good show, and it's been a lot of hard work that everyone sort of pulled together and to make it look and feel like a proper musical. It's yeah. not something that we've sort of half done. Everyone's put in a lot of effort to make it good, and it would be lovely to see people support that.
I think on top of that, we've got a wonderful cast, a real mix of characters and a real mix of experience previously, but everyone has put in so much effort, and I think the results are absolutely going to blow people away.
Yeah.
They really do. And on top of that, I think the leadership and direction that we've had from the sort of directing position has been excellent as well, to really sort of hone what people are trying to do and make it into something even better.
Yeah, there's a lot of good vision going into it, which I think does make a big difference, because, well, it just makes the show look a lot better when someone's got an idea and they carry it through. And it just does look good at the end.
No, I agree entirely. So, where can people find out more information and book tickets?
Okay, so, well, the show is on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the 25th to the 27th of October. Doors open at 7, shows start at 7:30 at the Nottingham Arts Theatre. Tickets are available from the box office or online at, if you Google Nottingham Arts Theatre and go to What's On, you'll find West Side Story there. Buy tickets now because they're going fast and we hope to see you there. Thanks very much.
To Showtime
on URN.